interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, the extent some people go to avoid making the child support payment. This is a guy in Kentucky. He faked his own death to avoid paying his child support. 39-year-old guy. He faked his death to avoid paying more than $100,000 in outstanding child support. And he admitted to doing this, to faking his death back in January of last year. Used credentials stolen from a doctor in another state in order to do this. He accessed Hawaii's death registry system and even created a fake death certificate for himself. See, he's dead. Yeah, he can't. How can he pay? Death certificate.
I mean, that's one thing, you know, okay, I don't want to have to fork over that money, but what about what are you telling the kid?
What are you telling the kid? What are you telling everybody else in your life? Somebody's going to crack. Hey, keep it on the down low. I'm dead. My ex thinks I'm dead. He has now agreed to pay restitution, and he's looking at up to 7 years in jail.
Let's deal with parents here. And the mom who is dividing the internet, apparently, after bringing her 11-year-old son into a woman's changing room. It began when they visited the local swimming pool center. I think this is in England. And they went on, the discussion went on to a post on Mumsnet, I believe it's called. And so this woman goes into the aquatic center and goes into the changing room, and there's an 11-year-old boy in there. And she said, he was taller than me. He had hit his growth spurt already. And she said, there are no cubicles in the swimming pool changing area, bathroom. You know, there's only benches and lockers and stuff. So I had to get changed in the communal area. And he's standing there. He's 11. I go out to the pool. I get into the pool. My friend asked me, you look a little like out of sorts. What's going on? She says, there's an 11-year-old boy in the bathroom in there. And so they go and they explain to the manager, and the manager says, well, I don't know what to do. The unofficial age limit is 7. And so she says, 11 is too old. They said, there's no reason why a male over the age of 8 or 9 needs to be in the female changing room.
You're like in sixth grade when you're 11, aren't you? Or thereabouts?
It says, every pool that the one lady said, every pool I've been to says anyone over 8 has to use the correct changing room. And then that's where the comments started. And one lady says, 11 years old, he doesn't like going into the men's changing room. She goes, I've got a son. She goes, I feel weird sending him into the men's changing room at that age. And then one lady's like, of course, I'd rather take my 9-year-old into the changing room with me. But that's not other women's problems. And so anyways, it just went on and on, the discussion. Most people saying 11 is too old. But some people are saying, it depends on the kid, I guess.
So he is changing in the women's room.
Well, he went in with his mom.
Were they in a private stall, or were they just like right there?
No, it's an open locker room with benches and cubicles.
Well,
so,
you
I
could
mean,
have
no cubicles.
Wow. Because you could have other, 11-year-old girls in there changing.
Yes.
And you got an 11-year-old boy in there changing. Yeah, no, that's, of course, that's too old. That's way too old,
I would think. But the discussion rages on there.
No.
I mean, most people are saying, 11 is too old. Some people are trying to take the other mom's side and understand, hey, she's just being protective of her son.
Well,
at the expense of the other people in the locker room.
Yeah, no, that's way too old. I mean, you agree with that, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
okay. All right. It's too old for me.
Yeah, that's way too old. Way too old. And this is way too young to be driving. A 9-year-old who missed school hopped into mom's car and drove that to school the other day, got into a police chase on the way to school. A police officer noticed the car stopped in the middle of an intersection, and then the officer got on his PA and is like, hey, what are you doing? Stop there. Move that car.
Let's keep traffic moving.
He's on the PA. So the car takes off, and the 9-year-old ends up like backing into the police car, and this officer, well, here we go.
Shock.
several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of like one of those no one really believed it kind of thing. So several other officers did show up to the scene just to see, in fact, that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle.
This is in Oroville, California.
A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bopping inside. Unusual. I exited my patrol vehicle, made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child, sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to school."
Yes, and he did. And actually, he got to school, and then they were like, I don't know what they ended up doing with the car, but they let him just like go into class and, all right, get into fourth grade. We'll figure the rest of this out with your car. And I don't know that he was in any trouble, but I'm
Henry,
sure
why
his
were the police
are.
Following you this morning? I'll tell you about it at recess. Yeah. Let's go get some milk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Mr. Big Shot on the playground right now.